thing take off your life.
Oh, my gosh. That was, I mean, that was nuts. I just told the guys, that was nuts. It was literally nuts. And it's hard with 5 to 6. Like last night, if you don't, like Schultz, you and I talked about it today. If you don't score in the first, like, 45 seconds or minute, it gets hairy. It gets hairy. And I'll tell you, the urgency with the team, you know what, who's basically attacking Mankato tonight, it's just, no, I mean, we played some things wrong. We got to obviously show some video and practice that a little bit. We got trapped on the wall, but they hit their bumper, and I don't want to talk about it. We gave up a couple goals, and we won the game, and that's all that matters.
This might sound crazy when you look up at that scoreboard, and it says shots on goal 50, but I thought you guys defended extremely well tonight.
Oh, yeah, we defend well. We defend hard. We defend quick, absolutely.
Zach Driscoll, what a night he had.
Absolutely. No, you know what? Sometimes this game shouldn't be called hockey. It should be called goalie, you know?
When you get in a matchup of McKay and Driscoll, again, I said it to you last night before the game. I said, you know, I'm looking forward to this goalie matchup. And I thought you guys put just as much pressure on him as they put on you.
Yeah, again, Schultz, the bottom line was I'm not really thinking too clearly right now, nor do I want to think too clearly. But, again, there's a lot of emotion right now with that win, and it was a big win for us because we're fighting for positioning right now, and you don't want to get swept, and you want to take some points right now. And, you know, we're obviously doing a little scoreboard watching as well.
You guys obviously get the empty netter there, and what just an absolute willed out of the zone puck by Adam Brady to get that thing to Nick Cardelli.
Well, he felt bad. I mean, I could tell Brady once he iced it, he's going, why did I ice it? Because he probably could have got it out. You know what I mean? But we're telling the guys on the bench, when it's 3-0, I go, take a shot. Just take a shot. Who cares about an icing right now? Just go for it if it's on your stick. Well, then obviously when it's a one-goal game, you just want to get the puck out. You don't want to ice it. So anyway, I know Brady felt bad, but again, that's what kind of leader he is and what kind of guy he is, you know.
Go up 3-0 there with the redirect by Kirkup. Heck of a hands-eye coordination to knock that
thing
free.
That was a big-time goal. It was going wide. We shot wide, and he redirected it.
You need quirky goals like that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely do. Best of luck next weekend, Tom.
Thanks, Schultze.
Tom Cerruti, head coach of the Beavers here in our Paul Bunning Communications postgame show. Beavers hang on to win it 4-2.